Here with Tasmanian quick Nathan Ellis. Nathan, thanks so much for joining us. Probably a pretty tough first 2 days for you and your squad. What's the feeling of the side as the way the game sits after 2 days?
Yeah, I mean, I think we made a little bit hard for ourselves this afternoon. Obviously, we've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow, so the first few hours are going to be crucial. Obviously, not ideal. Obviously, pretty good with yesterday losing the toss, so we knew we had to grind first innings, and we knew we were going to have to grind our first innings with the bat. So, yeah, as I said, hopefully we can have a good first session tomorrow morning and set up what might be a good day with the bat.
What did you make of the conditions with the ball, yourself and Peter Siddle, the two quicks able to get a couple of wickets each and obviously a couple of your spinners able to chip in as well? What was the one bowling out there, what were the conditions like, I guess, before you guys started batting this afternoon?
Yeah, it was flat. We sort of knew that coming in. It's quite a dry square. You sort of got to play the wickets given to you. So
yeah.
We were under no illusions coming in and we were fully prepared. So obviously, you want to win the toss and bat. That's probably the best scenario. But we came into it knowing full well what the wicket was going to do. And they batted really well yesterday. Hughesy batted really, really well. And sort of that was the blueprint. As it's deteriorating now and getting a little bit more up and down, scoring's becoming a little bit harder. Mm. So, but I think, Ben McDermott was the blueprint for us there. So he's just got to grind it out. And as I said, get through to lunch tomorrow and we'll reassess from there.
Is, I guess, following that blueprint that Ben did so well this evening, is that the key? What's Jeff and the rest of the coaching staff, what are their words going to be to you tonight in team meetings and, I guess, pushing forward to tomorrow morning?
Well, I think it's going to be a partnership. Obviously, we saw that with Hughesy and Sane yesterday and Curtis Patterson. And, Ben was able to face a few balls there. But, hopefully, Bo can go with him tomorrow morning. With a wicket like that, if you get in, you can get away. So hopefully for us, it's just to get two set batters in and, hopefully a good day.
And Nathan, personally, for yourself, how are you feeling? There's great opportunities in the last kind of 12 to 18 months to get to wear Australian colours and now trying to perform for Tasmania to push you guys towards a Shield final. How's the body feeling? How are you feeling with your own form over the last kind of 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, it's been unreal. It's flown by and I look back now, sort of, feels a bit surreal, all the experiences I've been lucky enough to have. This format's somewhere that, I haven't had a whole heap of experience. The part and parcel of the last 18 months meant I haven't been available for a lot of red ball cricket. So I'm just really, happy to be playing red ball cricket for Tassie and just trying to improve. As I said, I'm quite inexperienced in this format and I just want to, do the best I can. And coming out of the BBL, the body's a little bit sore, but it's been great.
Well, probably hasn't helped that you've been in the field for a day and a half, so we'll let you rest and enjoy the night with your teammates, and best of luck over the next 2 days, Nathan.
Brilliant. Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, Nathan.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.